The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal. Chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys. Certified financial planner Tony Nafar. And your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarre, certified financial planner, in the studio with Doug Neal, certified financial planner. Just back from weddings and receptions and
family.
Company.
Eating for 5 days.
Yeah, welcome back. Well, you don't look like you gained an ounce. It's a good deal. And, of course, Craig Montana, as always, running the studio for us this morning. A big day coming up in the markets, and not a bad-looking morning, actually, in the markets. We'll give you a little update on some of that and some thoughts as to volatility and where you stand on that and how you might react to it.
Yeah, we've been getting a few inquiries from our clients saying, mm-hmm. Hey, I'm looking at my statement, and it looks like I'm down a little bit. Is there any particular thing we should be worried about or should be looking at?
Mm-hmm.
Not panicking. Because we teach our people well.
Well, yeah, and I think, but if you don't have someone who is kind of on your side on these things and doing a lot more analysis, and you probably have the time to do, good thing to do is to keep listening in today and, of course, over the next several weeks as we move through what everybody pretty much has said will be a quarter of a point rate hike in mm-hmm. interest rates by the Federal Reserve, and they'll announce what they're going to do later on today.
Yeah, there's a little thing on by the numbers that I got here. A source is from the CME Group. It says the bond market, as of close of trading last Friday on December 11th, reflected an 81% chance that the Federal Reserve will increase short-term interest rates by a quarter of 1% following the meeting here on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So it's already built into the bond market. 81% chance are expecting it.
Well, and I think pretty much everybody's built that in. I mean, mm-hmm. whether it's stocks or bonds or derivatives, commodities, you name it. I think everybody said, okay, they're going to do something here. Now, what they do following this, though, is going to be
the next
interesting.
Time, yes.
Yeah. I'm seeing more and more people say, you know what, it's probably going to be just kind of a flat line thing. Maybe it might inch up here or there over the next 12 months or maybe 24 months, depending on how things are going in the economy. Right now, the markets all seem to be on the plus side today.
Yeah, they're up. Dow Jones up 105 points. S&P's up 10. And the NASDAQ's up 25. So basically a half a percent they're up. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's thinking this is a good thing, not a bad thing. The market's already built it in. So don't be shook.
Yeah, I was going to say, now, are you going to get that much more money in your CDs? or other things that are interest rate driven. We'll talk about that. We'll check in with you on that too. And by the way, if you've got questions about anything to do, it's all about you and your money and doing better for you and your family. Just give us a call. We're going into a commercial break right now. Craig Montana's got the break music on. So we're going to get some commercials rolling, a couple of minutes of those. So if you've got a question and you're shy about having your voice on the air, no problem. Call us now, and we can probably have a little conversation and answer a question or two from you. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You can call right now and pick our brains right here on the Money Makeover Show.
Shine through the fiery gems for you. Only for you.
This Christmas, why not give a gift from the heart? one that will be cherished for years to come and can be passed down from one generation to the next. A gift that will be as memorable in 5 years as it was the day that special someone received it. And what is this perfect gift, you ask? Well, it's a Case pocket knife, of course. But it's more than just a knife. It's a case. Case knives have been handcrafted right here in the good old USA by some of the finest artisans around. And right now, for a limited time, get a 10% discount and a $5 rebate on any in-stock Case knife. And Overall Lumber and Hardware has the largest selection in Texas with over 1,100 knives to select from. So make your next shopping trip your last. Stop in Overall Lumber Company in Somerville today and see the fine assortment of Case knives. With so many colors and styles to choose from, you may even want to pick one up for yourself. Christmas Case and cash back. What more could you ask for? Well, other than the address, of course. Overall Lumber Company, Highway 36 in Somerville. They're proud to be your local Case knife destination.
'Tis the season to be jolly, and once again it's time for Conjura Tile and Carpet in Brenham to wish you a Merry Christmas. As you enjoy the holidays with your loved ones and friends, keep in mind the very first Christmas celebration, when three wise men from the east came and presented gifts for a king to a small babe in a manger. Blessed and joyous greetings for Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Conjura Tile and Carpet. May God bless you for many years to come.
Do you need a tune-up? Is your check engine light on? Take your car to Myers Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Myers Garage. Myers Garage is your general auto repair center at downtown Brenham. Not only does Myers offer tune-ups and brake service, they also can help with the air conditioner that's not cooling and many other general auto repairs. Is your diesel running rough? Myers also offers diesel diagnostics. Just call Tommy or David at Myers Garage at 836-6741 or stop by their location at 308 South Baylor in downtown Brenham.
Megan Drain invites you to the grand opening of Brenham's newest hair salon, Southern Charm Salon, at 1405 South Market. Ribbon cutting is on Thursday, December 17th at 3:30 p.m. Megan Drain, owner and hairstylist, welcomes new stylists Rhiannon Caldwell. Together they offer cuts, color, and styles for men, women, and children. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 till 6, and Saturday, 9 till 4. Call 277-1100 to make an appointment. Don't forget Southern Charm Salon's grand opening on December 17th at 1405 South Market Street in Brenham. Walk-ins welcome.
Paul is here. The Brenham Saddle Shop can fit you in comfortable jackets. For dress wear, there's lightweight, all-season sport coats, sturdy denim for casual or work, along with men's leather, canvas, and wool vest. Paul is here. The Brenham Saddle Shop can fit you in comfortable jackets. Make your jacket or vest selection today at the Brenham Saddle Shop. Family-owned and operated for 55 years, Highway 290 East Frontage Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 5:30. Se habla español, layaway available.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. I'm Tony Navarro, Certified Financial Planner. Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, also in the studio with us this morning. Want to give a shout out to the new happy couple, Brent and Lainey Neal, who tied the knot on Saturday in Houston. And they're off at Disney World.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
You said you had a great picture of Lainey wearing the mouse ears in front of the castle there.
In front of the Disney castle. She was in a grin from ear to ear.
Ah, yeah. Well, congratulations and our best wishes to the happy couple. And, of course, our best wishes to all of you for a wonderful holiday season and a terrific new year. And our job here on the Money Makeover Show is to help you be better positioned psychologically and investment-wise.
Yes, to kind
financially.
To kind of help you sleep better at night.
Yeah. So as you roll into 2016, how do you restrict some of the volatility? We've had a lot of that this year.
A lot of
stuff that's been making you nervous, et cetera, et cetera. We'll talk about just the surface parts of some of the ways that you can deal with some of that in whatever you're doing, whether it's your 401k, 403b, an IRA, whatever it may be. But how do you handle that the best way for you and your particular situation. We'll go into some of that over the next today and the next several days as we're heading into the new year. And by the way, if you want to come in and talk about something specific with us, or if you're curious about some of the things we're talking about here, that free review, the door is still open for you. And come on by the office. You can bring whatever you want to for us to look at. If you've got statements or old annuity contracts and life insurance contracts and all that kind of stuff, great. Glad to look at it with you. Maybe help you get a better grip on it and understand it better. Maybe it's something old. Maybe you can do something, repurpose that particular thing. A lot of folks are coming in and asking about the long-term care options that you might be able to do with either an old life insurance cash value policy or an annuity that's old and maybe getting close to or out of its surrender period. It's something to give some thought to. Things don't always have to be just used for one thing. Not anymore.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of the insurance companies are going for because of competition.
You know, yes.
There's a couple of companies that come out with some really good annuities and really good and another company's good annuity that works for long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's getting better and better because they would like to have you as a customer.
Well, yeah, and the nice part about some of this stuff is that you're not going to be sitting there worrying about, for instance, you mentioned the long-term care again.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be sitting there worried about whether your long-term care company you've been paying into is going to hike their rates. Some of you
That's
saw
right.
40, 50, 60% rate hikes on traditional long-term care premium paying policies. So, again, you may have something that can be repurposed for handling those things, but there are other elements to those, in which case either you're going to still get the money
mm-hmm.
or your heirs or beneficiaries are still going to get the money instead of just paying for something like car insurance where you pay for it, you may never need it, but you are out that money. This way you can look at whether or not something you already have maybe repurpose for another purpose.
See, and if you repurpose that, the money on your statement, it doesn't go backwards.
Yeah, and there's no tax consequence.
Yes.
In fact, it may be a tax plus, tax positive on some folks, mm-hmm. depending on what your situation is. So, again, learning about how things have changed for the better, actually, gives us more flexibility, gives you more flexibility, is a really good idea. We've had several people come in and bring things in and say, can I use this old insurance policy or this old annuity to maybe do something with long-term care with this because I really don't need what else it's going to do anymore, or maybe
right.
there's something else we can do that's going to be better for us. And so it's worth your time to at least check that out. Not everyone is going to be able to do that with whatever they have, but at least mm-hmm. you'll know. So again, the free review, if you want to come in, here's our office number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. You can talk to Sharon and say, you know what? They talked about the long-term care thing. I want to come in, see if that's something that's suitable or appropriate for me to do or my family, mm-hmm. my wife and I, husband and I. Great. And we'll just sit down with you and show you how it works, tell you about it, look at what you have. Will it work with that, whatever it is? And is it in your best interest? Is it suitable for you?
Better do that quickly because our time slots are filling up.
Yeah. You know, you get toward the end of the year, and then after you get through the, okay, your shopping may be done mm-hmm. and planning on things and relatives are already in or they're on their way, you've got kind of a game plan going. When you've got those few moments in between, it really does benefit you to give yourself your own holiday gift and mm-hmm. come in get that straightened out. See if it's something that's a good thing for you or not.
A lot of people have time off at this time of year, and so that's the time to do it. Come on in. The longest I think we've ever spoken with anybody is 2 hours. Usually it's about an hour.
Yeah, and that was something very involved with lots of relatives and lots of land and all kinds of other things.
After an hour, your brain gets overloaded with so much stuff.
At about 45 minutes, is where it starts going. So probably within 30 to 45 minutes, you're going to find out what it is, that you're interested in, what things you have that might be repurposed for something, or maybe you should still keep them. That's the other part.
That's
keep
right.
them, do what you're doing. And we do that all the time with folks just like you listening, and we love meeting you. It's great, and it's an opportunity for you to come in and see how things work and may work better for you. If you need to stay the course of where you are, we are not shy about saying that.
No, because we've been doing this for over three decades now, and so we're not in a hurry. Our goal is just to help you make better, smarter financial decisions.
Yep.
Oh, and explain some things. I had an email from a good client, a longtime client, and she noticed in her statement, and you'll be getting statements coming up here in January, and so how do you read these? Did you have a good year, bad year? You know, what's the deal? But she was kind of wondering, why her account was down some, and it was two sectors that hurt her. One was the oil sector, and the other one was commodities. Well, that's because oil, everybody knows, is down.
Sure.
And then the commodities are down because the world economy is not growing at a rate that it used to. So companies aren't, or countries aren't using, copper, silver, wire, steel, all those type of things. So that those sectors have hit. And so she had five positions in those, two in oil and three in the commodities, and that's where the great majority of her loss was. But the question was, what should we do? Well, two of those oil companies, they're not going out of business.
No, they were huge.
And they're still paying a dividend, so we'll just ride it out. There's no reason. And she was young enough. She was probably in her late 40s.
Oh.
And it was like, do you need the money now? No. Well, let's just keep taking the dividend and ride it out. Same thing with the commodities. It will come back. Might be a year or two or three. But why take a loss today if you don't need to?
And if they're paying you a 4 or 5% dividend to sit there and wait for it.
Right.
Okay.
And so she wrote back, thank you. It was good. I'm glad you explained that to me. And that's all she needed then.
Well, and sometimes that helps you a lot, too, even if you have someone else that you deal with. For things, sometimes it's nice to get a second opinion. And I'm sure if you go to your person, they will explain things well for you. But again, if you just want to check it out and say, what is your opinion? I wouldn't tell them what, I always like when they come in and say, well, what do you think? They don't say, well, our advisor said this. We don't like to have that colored.
Yes.
We want you to get our true opinion and not based on what somebody else said. So we would tell you what we think. And generally, I found out that it's, just a good idea. It makes you feel better knowing.
That your strategy is working.
Yeah, strategy is working, we're telling you. So again, do take advantage of it. Let me give you the number again for the office, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Now, of course, everybody's talking about this morning, Doug, the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, a quarter of 1%. So that means that if you're getting 1% CD at the bank, you might get 1.25% more. How much is that in real dollars?
Well, and that's if your bank or financial institution is not passing along.
Correct.
You might additional fees or some other thing that they're doing, because they got to make money in this environment too. And so you may not get all of that quarter of a percent.
That's the point I was going to make. If they go up a quarter percent and you're getting 1%, you're not going to automatically get 1.25%. It might be 1.15% because they got to make a spread, too, on the funds.
Yes. The spread meaning what?
Profit.
Yeah, there you go.
What they get the money for and what they give it to you for, they got to make a profit on that. Because people don't do things. I mean, you got to make a living, and so it can't just be totally free.
Yeah, and your banker has to do the same, right?
Right.
Some people have said, oh, once rates start rising, then the market goes south and blah, blah, blah. It is true it can impact returns when rate hikes are going up, but the consensus among most of the pundits that we've been reading and analysts out there is that we're not going to see a lot of rate hikes. They're not going to be big ones. It may be months before we see another one in the U.S. economy. Because remember, our buddies over there across the waters, east and west of us, whether it's the Europeans or Japan or China, they're all at negative rates.
Yeah, that's right. A negative interest rate.
Yeah, how does that work? I'd like to buy their bonds anyway. But, people say, well, what does it do to different sectors or portions of the market? Mm-hmm. You were talking about commodities just a moment ago. Not all stock market sectors are created equal when you consider Federal Reserve policy. Now, this is an article that's on the internet that I picked up from an advisory group today. And I have to say, I agree with that assessment. You know, there could be a good deal of disparity of returns across the stock market sectors in different monetary policy periods. So when things are expanding, and, you know, mm-hmm. when we had the big washout in 2008 and didn't start recovering until 2009, market interest rates went down. The Fed lowered rates. That was all stimulating, putting a lot of money mm-hmm. at work in the economy, trying to pull us out of that. And during those types of what they call expansionary periods, consumer discretionary industries, that's discretionary money types of businesses do well, whether it's retail, automobiles, durable goods. You're more likely to go out and buy that new washing machine and dryer
or
car.
A car with no interest for 60 months. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, so those kinds of things, and we've all seen that, those kinds mm-hmm. of things, those kinds of industries and stocks in those types of industries could tend to do better. Those do pretty well while things are expanding, low rates, et cetera, right? Now, during more restrictive monetary policy, which a quarter of a point is not that restrictive. That's hardly anything. But
especially as low as it is right now.
Yeah.
Go up a quarter percent, that's really nothing.
But if you're concerned about rates going up, even gradually, just historically speaking, during these types of periods, what we call defensive industries, such as food, energy, and utilities, have performed better than most. So when you're not as flush or you don't mm-hmm. have a good financing, low interest rates, you still have a tendency as people to eat, drive, and heat your home.
Yeah, that doesn't tend
you
to stop.
You got to do those things. Yeah. You got to buy toothpaste, mm-hmm. cereal, that kind of stuff. So again, those types of things tend to do better when you start having the Federal Reserve hiking rates. It's going to be interesting, though, because we're not seeing some big hikes, and I don't think we're going to be getting some big hikes.
No, we don't. And the other thing is it comes down to the credit markets, because that a lot of the credit card interest rates are pegged to the Federal Reserve or the interest rates here. I was looking at this one report from the Federal Reserve. Outstanding credit card debt at the end of October of this year, at the end of October, so just a month and a half ago, was $923 billion. That was the highest total nationwide since November of 2009. 2009, people were borrowing doing a lot of credit card because they lost their assets weren't as much.
Yeah.
So we go use a credit card.
But also, a lot of people are taking advantage of close to 0% rates on cards. If you got good credit, you've got very low cost of using money mm-hmm. to maybe buy something for your business or redecorate your home.
Christmas gifts.
Christmas gifts. Yeah. So that kind of credit has been cheaper to come by.
Mm-hmm. And so people are using it because, you know, a lot of people I know, we've had several conversations, people come in, if I move my credit card here that I'm paying 6% interest on over to this credit card that for 12 months I have 0% interest.
Yeah, you move your
that?
Balance.
Yeah, move your balance. Well, yeah.
But watch out for whatever they say your rate goes up to after
that's
that
right.
year. Right? So you really need to, if you're doing that, you need to have that in mind that you're going to pay that card off.
Right. That's
the purpose of those kinds of maneuvers.
But that all comes down to the credit market and interest rates again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a bad thing necessarily if they do it 2-3 more times and bump it at 1 or 2%, then it'll be a major thing because the European Union, they can't buy our stuff then because it costs too much mm-hmm. to them.
Well, and if more money flows into our markets here and the dollar is up, you know, it also has another impact on oil,
mm-hmm.
oil and gas. That's not a good one.
Nope.
Again, a little bit more of how things work when we come right back. If you've got a question in particular, if you've been watching market gyrations, you're uncomfortable, we may have some things for you to at least think about doing. If you want to give us a call right now while the commercials are rolling, glad to do that with you. Tony Navarre, Doug Neal, and Craig Montana right here with you on the Money Makeover Show. Here's our number. Call it now. We'll be glad to answer your question. 800-332-7879. That's our radio number, 800-332-7879. You are listening to the Money Makeover Show.
American Overhead Door Company, the true American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. For the cold, wet winter months, would an automatic overhead garage door opener be a great Christmas gift for your grandparents or even a gift to yourself? American Overhead Door Company, 6 miles north of Brenham on Highway 36. American Overhead Door Company is the only overhead door company that offers a lifetime warranty on your garage door. American Overhead Door Company, selling American-made overhead doors. American Overhead Door Company, with all the American flags at 7405 Highway 36 North. American Overhead Door Company, 979-836-4442. Remember, if it's not American, then it's not American Overhead Door Company. Call 979-836-4442. That's 979-836-4442. And ask about their lifetime warranty on your door. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from American Overhead Door Company.
This holiday season, there's no better place to shop than in downtown Brenham. Start your day off with breakfast at the Brenham Grill in the Ant Street Inn at 107 West Commerce Street. Or have lunch or dinner at the Brenham Grill. You'll enjoy the historic decor and relaxed atmosphere with a variety of American, Mexican, and Italian food, steaks, and salad. Then make sure you visit the Backlot Gallery at 308 South Park Street behind Ant Street Inn. You'll find 8 artists in one location exhibiting their works of art and paintings, jewelry, sculpture, and pottery. Enjoy beautiful art to view or to buy. The Backlot Gallery is open Friday and Saturday from 10 to 7 and Sunday from 11 till 4. Before you leave on that holiday road trip, bring your vehicle in for everything from a basic wash to a full detail, tinting for all sizes, and state inspections. Brenham Detail and Tinting is located at 403 South Market Street, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5 and on Saturdays by appointment by calling 836-2144. Gift certificates are also available at Brenham Detail and Tinting. In downtown Brenham, you can get everything you need for your holiday gift giving.
It's the season of giving, and now is your chance. Join us at Tegeler Toyota in Brenham for our first annual Tegeler Toyota Charity Drive benefiting the Brenham State Supported Living Center. Bring your new or gently used donations such as music CDs, headphones, blankets, or anything your heart tells you by the dealership between now and December 21st and be part of making someone's Christmas a very special one. For more information, call us at 979-836-1615 or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tegeler Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Ballard and Fleetwood are your local Washington County attorneys, providing quality legal representation in a variety of legal practice areas, including criminal defense, family law, juvenile law, personal injury, business law, and wills and trusts. Need immediate representation or other legal assistance? Call 979-836-9990. Their initial consultation is free and without obligation. Call 979-836-9990. Ballard and Fleetwood Law Offices, 200 East Alamo in Brenham. Visit them online at brenhamlawyers.com. Ballard and Fleetwood, PLLC, wishing you happy and safe holidays.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. Tony Navarre, Certified Financial Planner, at your service today, along with Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner. Craig Montana running the studio for us. If you don't have time, you're running around, don't have time to call us today, that's fine. You can always call us at work at our office here in Brenham or Houston, but I'll give you the Brenham number here in a moment. Just so you can ask us a question, we do answer you. If you want to leave your phone number, your information, maybe your question with Sharon, we do call you back. We do get back to you. You can also shoot us a question by email through our website, which is a wonderful place to visit. And what is that, Doug?
MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. That's MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. We have the podcasts up there, meaning of old shows you can on there, but since Brent's on his honeymoon right now, I'm not sure. I'm the other guy that does that, so it may or may not be up today. So just
cut me
some slack on that.
Yeah, but we have some other really wonderful ones up there at your disposal. And do go by the website, moneymakeoverteam.com. And you can see where you can hit connect right. up with the podcasts.
Right.
And it's really worth your time and while to take advantage of that.
You can also click it up right hand corner where it says listen live.
Mm-hmm.
So if you
got
to get out of your car, you can go into your office or wherever, and you can still listen on the computer.
Yeah.
Easy.
Easy stuff. Again, our office number, if you want to come by, talk with us about what you're doing, what has you bothered. So far, do you need to make changes in something? How are you doing on this idea and that idea? Can you repurpose an old annuity or a life insurance contract into a long-term care vehicle? Is that a good idea for you? And by the way, please, if you've got an old insurance or annuity contract, don't just
cash
do away
it
with
in.
It.
Yeah.
It could be a tax problem for you that's coming up after that. Because of that move, maybe it's something that has a death benefit attached to it. I've seen people not remember much about their death benefit mm-hmm. that they've built up, let's say, in an annuity type of product. Don't do something until you run it past somebody who can look at it and help you remember how that thing works, the features and benefits of it. And if you want to bring it by, let us take a look at it with you. We do that absolutely free of charge. Fine. Call us. Here's our number again, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Right now, the markets are still up. We've given up a little ground.
Yeah, I think what had happened, it was like 100, Dow Jones was up 105 points when we started the show, and now it's at 50 points, so it dropped about half. I think what it was, profit takers are stepping in a little bit, saying, hey, we're up. We were up yesterday, up the day before. Today's Wednesday. We're up again. I'm up to even, or I'm up a little bit. Maybe I'll sell some. And so that kind of forces the price down again. Now it's going back up again. So it's a roller coaster again.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a lot of the financial companies who produce financial products for us all to look at and maybe utilize or not, depending on our situation. But, you know, they've all kind of heard this desire from those of us in the boomer generation who have worked hard. We got some money socked away. It may be in IRAs, brokerage accounts, all that kind of stuff. But now we're nervous because we don't want all this volatility to have an impact on our balances that we've built
right.
up over the years. So these companies have come out now with some different ideas and products that are geared toward helping to keep things more stable and steady. And, you know, when you brought up the fact that, well, okay, we're already down about 50 points from
yeah,
where we were.
Half
still
of
positive
them.
On the mm-hmm. Dow, still positive on the S&P and the NASDAQ this morning. But if you're tired of looking at things going up and down, and if you're in that 10 years or 5 years or less, March 2, retiring, or maybe you're worried about if you work in an industry like oil and gas, you're worried about the stability of your job.
Yes, that's a big worry.
Yeah, you want to be more careful with things. And in fact, we've done a lot of that conversation with many people. And there are some things, and I just went to another financial firms presentation yesterday. There are a lot of different things out there now that can provide you with a, let's say one of them does a 10% protection barrier under your investments. And mm-hmm. you still have some liquidity, though, where you're not tying up your money like it would be with a traditional annuity product, let's say. You're not tying it up for 5 years, 8 years, 10 years. Yep. But you still have the ability to get some protection in there. It's not suitable and right for everybody, but these kinds of things are now coming out there.
Yeah, the insurance companies have listened to the population, and population is the baby boomers are aging there, and they're getting to the point where, like you said, Tony, they're in their mid-60s, early 60s, and thinking of, okay, I'm getting ready to live off my money soon. I don't want it to go backwards and have to keep working. And so the insurance companies have come up with different products, and it basically on this new, I call it a buffered annuity.
Mm-hmm.
Give you an example. Most annuities, they have surrender penalties somewhere between 7 and 9 years. That's kind of the norm for a type of annuity.
So if you want to get your money back out.
All of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then you've got a penalty, interest kind of a penalty, surrender penalty to the insurance company. And that could be
or it could be anywhere
high.
From 8% down to 1%. Just depends on how long you had it. But a penalty for early withdrawal.
Yep.
And so, and that's how the insurance company makes money off of what they give you. And so that's why they keep it in there, because if you put it in and take it out right away, you don't make as much. Well, also then on the fixed annuities, you never go backwards, but they don't pay very much.
Mm-hmm.
The variable annuities, there's no guarantees. You can go up 20%. You can go down 20%.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this new type of annuity is a combination of those in that, okay, if you put your money in, and you leave it there for a 1 year or a 3 year time frame, and the market goes up, you capture whatever the upside is, potential that you can get.
They do put a cap on how much you can get, like the S&P 500 or oil or commodities of other types or European or world global investments, that kind of stuff. They do have a cap on the top, but it's pretty lenient, actually.
Let's say it's an 8% cap on the upside, meaning the market goes up 8%, you get 8%. Market goes up 9%, you get 8%.
Yeah.
Market goes up
12%, there's a limit.
You get 8.
Right. But the attractive thing for most people on this,
here's
is
the
bottom limit.
If it goes down 8%, if you have the 10% buffer, meaning they'll cover you for the first 10% on the downside. So after a 1 year period, when you put it in from today and a year from today, the market's down 8%, you go down 0. So you have all your money there. You didn't earn anything, but you got all your money. Market goes down 5, you got all your money. Didn't earn anything. Market goes down 10, you're still even. Market goes down 12, you're down 2%.
Mm-hmm.
But down 12%, that's a lot in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. So if you're only dropping 2 of that 12, that can be fairly attractive. So you get protection on the bottom. Can you still go all the way down if everything went
crazy? Yeah, if it goes down 50%, yes.
You're going to go down 40.
Yeah, you're going to go
they're
down.
They're going to protect you for 10. But there are ways that they also have 20% buffers.
Right.
On the bottom. So again, this is the kind of stuff that companies are coming out with, especially for boomers. And any, you know, we've been seeing a lot of activity actually in this type of thing, product interest in it, from people even in their 50s and mid 50s who are still looking at, you know, 5 years, 10 years or more, getting to that retirement thing. But if you think about the fact that for those of you who were more aggressive, going up to 2008. And you lost 30 or 40%, wow, having a buffer is really important, because it's taken most people 7 years to make
back
up for break even on what they lost back then. So again, if you don't want to take that ride, that's why companies are starting to come out with this type of thing. It's not right for everybody, but you know, it may be suitable for you.
See, another part of this particular one, it caps you on the upside, yes. But the money, remember I said 1 year or 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's not very
instead
long.
Instead of 8 years or
instead of
nine
eight.
Or whatever. Yeah.
And the other part is, it is an annuity, and annuities are taxed deferred. Meaning after that 1 year, if you're up 8%, you don't pay any tax on that because it stays inside the annuity. It's tax deferred. So for people who are in a higher tax bracket, that's a good way to have participate in the market, have some protection on the downside, and not pay tax on it until you take it out, whenever you want to take
you would
it out.
You would pay a tax on the gain.
On the gain.
That you make in that period. So, yes, there is some liquidity to this. It is a shorter time period, and you have the choice at the end of that year, for instance, about whether you want to keep it in there or not.
Right.
So, for a lot of folks who don't like tying things up for a long time but want some protection, and some possibilities of making some money, it's not a bad thing. That's just one example. And again, we do extensive interviews with people and make sure that it's something suitable for you and your situation. The other thing we see a lot of interest in, too, though, is just finding out how are you doing? Are you on track And what are your options? Is there a better idea to do with something in your financial life? And that's why we have the free review. And that's why we've had clients, even the ones we already have, our wonderful clients, who come in and do kind of a year-end wrap-up with us.
Right, and say, you know, is there something else we need to do? It's just like the email I got. Is there something else we should do? You know, are we on track? And the other first question we ask is, has anything changed in your life?
Yes.
You know, did you... Marriage, divorce, new grandbaby. Mm-hmm. Okay, now you need a lot more money.
Is your kid through with college?
Yeah, or are you going to have one just start next year? Mm-hmm. Had one of the family members that came down, he went and interviewed at a school. I didn't even know it existed. It's a high-performance automobile school that people ship in cars from all over the world to do stuff. Well, that's $14,000, $15,000 a year. Okay, that doesn't count room and board. So, yeah, where's that money going to come from? So when things change like that, then we need to know. That's why we ask, okay, we come in for your review. What's going on in your life? What's coming up in your life?
Mm-hmm.
All those things are part of the strategy for you.
Yeah, so changes happen for you. Maybe changes need to happen in what you're doing with your investments and your strategy. Mm-hmm. Going forward. So we've had a couple of interesting cases actually come in mm-hmm. the last few weeks. And we'll talk a little bit about some real-life situations without any names or identifiable information, of course. But maybe there's something that will strike a chord with you, too. So if you have questions, by the way, in between, you want to talk to us real quick on the phone in private, now's your chance. You can call us right now. And our number is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony and Doug and Craig on the Money Makeover Show.
And I spent all so many nights just feeling sorry for myself. I used to cry, but now I hold my head up high and you see me.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Guys buy Cinch jeans because they fit and are made for fashion-conscious guys. Cinch jeans are available in dark or medium shades of denim in a variety of styles with fits in low, mid, and original rise. Don't forget, while shopping, ask about Ariat, Rock and Roll, Rock 47, and 20X fashion jeans. Brenham Saddle Shop, family-owned and operated for 55 years, Highway 290 East Frontage Road in Brenham. Store hours 10 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday. Seabla Espanol layaway is available.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill has one-of-a-kind dining experience. Eat in their comfortable dining hall or enjoy the big-screen TV in their full-service bar. Having a party or meeting? Bring your guests or business associates to Los Cabos and use one of their spacious private dining rooms. They also offer catering delivered to your special event. Choose fajitas, steaks, chicken, or seafood entrees. View their full menu online at LosCabosBrenham.com. Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, open at 11 a.m., 7 days a week, in Brenham on Highway 36 South, across from Walmart.
Kenny's Store, 811 Loop, 497 South in Kenny, Texas. It is what it is. Kenny's Store is a bar with ice cold beer, a live music venue, and the best food in the county. Come out every Tuesday for all-you-can-eat fried livers and gizzards, or on Wednesday for all-you-can-eat chicken fried steak, or on Thursday, all-you-can-eat grilled or fried pork chops. See their website at kennystore.com to see their bands appearing throughout the month. The Kenny Store kitchen is open Sunday till 5 and all other days till 8 p.m., serving great food made from scratch entrees and sides. So call your friends and have them meet you at the Kenny Store. This weekend, get out and hear the Wes Nixon Band, whose music will keep you on the dance floor this Friday night. And on Saturday, come out for Blue Grooves, a Kenny Store favorite, playing everything but the kitchen sink, from Aerosmith to ZZ Top. Bands begin at 8:30. Find out more online at thekennystore.com and like their Facebook page. It is what it is. The Kenny Store, 811 Loop, 497 South in Kenny, Texas.
Put the merry back in.
Merry Christmas.
Fancy that. Put the jolly back in.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, fancy that. Put the happy back in every day during the holiday season by shopping at Fancy That. The largest selection of beautiful old world glass ornaments south of the North Pole awaits to adorn your tree, stuff a stocking, or delight a coworker. Shop fabulous fashions and accessories, luxurious bath and body, and new sassy additions to our always inspiring gift selections make giving easier than ever before for everyone on your list. Christmas shopping and holidays should be joyous, a time for family and friends. Shopping at Fancy That makes the season simple, fun, and festive. Fancy That, 120 West Alamo. We're just across the street from Must Be Heaven. And Fancy That is open every day for your convenience. Merry Christmas from all of us at Fancy That.
When you're a member of an all-star team, you know that you're one of the best. Brenham Collision Center's all-star staff and state-of-the-art equipment makes them one of the best paint and body shops in the area. They provide every customer with guaranteed color match, quick turnarounds, and warranties on all paint and repairs. So come by for your free computerized estimate. You'll always find all-star service at Brenham Collision Center, 810 West Main. Call Brenham Collision Center at 277-0433 for your free estimate today.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Have to say that was not played at Brent's wedding.
Specific instructions from the bride.
From the bride.
That was her day, too. So, but we did have the Cotton Eye Joe out there at the reception.
And that got a big crowd out.
Actually, it did, including the younger crowd.
Yes.
They came out, and the Schottish, too, that happened. So, again, a little old-fashioned stuff never hurts.
That was a kind of surprise that the younger crowd, 30s and 40s, younger crowd knew all that stuff.
They did.
Yeah,
they got out there. They all look like pros. What can I say? Thanks for listening to the Money Makeover Show on this morning. Getting ready to wrap it up in the next few minutes. But I think what we really would hope to do for you is a little bit of service here and talk to you about maybe one or two real-life cases. No names, of course, or recognizable information, but maybe something to kind of demonstrate our thought process and how we work with people just like you.
Yeah, we have one couple came in. They have some funds and cash, and they're late 50s, getting ready to retire. They're thinking about it in a few years, and so they have these funds. And so what was the thought on that one? Also, they had, here again, we got to know what's going on in their life. They had tax problems. They earned enough money that they were paying a lot more taxes, and then they didn't really want to pay more taxes on their investments.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't need the money for several years, and so in a quick, this is a really quick form of what we're doing for them. We're dividing their money up into different blocks of money.
For different purposes,
right.
Different safety levels of principal.
Correct.
And different possibilities of how they're going to use it in the future, et cetera.
Right. So in their after-tax money that they wanted to keep some of that liquid, we are probably going to use one of those buffered annuities with the short duration, 1 year, 3 years, because
mm-hmm.
those are tax-deferred, so there's no taxes due on it, and yet they have some downside protection. And then also with that, we're going to look at one of those long-term care life insurance policies, because when they retire, they lose their life insurance from work, and they would have no life insurance.
Mm.
So we're going to look at doing a life insurance policy where the cash value in there doesn't go backwards, don't pay tax on the earnings, they can walk away with it anytime they want with it, at least what they put in. But if they need long-term care, it pays for it income tax-free. And if they don't use it, the kids get the death benefit. So we use a part of that money for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then for their IRA money, we're going to go into a managed account where we look at more individual stocks, bonds, securities, because it doesn't matter if you do profit-taking and get interest and dividends, because it's an IRA and it's tax-deferred anyway. And then the third part later on, if more funds come in, then we're looking at a municipal bond ladder where they buy municipal bonds, that mature in, you have a block that mature in 4 years, another one in 5 years, another one in 6 years, another one in 7 years, so that when they mature, you reinvest them again into more bonds, and since they're municipal bonds, they're income tax-free again. So we
generally look for, there are a couple of kinds of municipal bonds, right? There are revenue bonds, and there are general obligation bonds. Now, the revenue bonds are considered slightly more risky because they're dependent on the revenue that a governmental entity, such as a municipality, is going to make off of something. So if it's a revenue bond, they're considering that they're going to pay you, the bondholder, at a rate that coincides with how much is generated in revenues, for instance, from something like a stadium.
Stadium, or the most common one is a toll road.
Toll roads.
You know, but if nobody's using the toll road, the revenue's not there, how are they going to pay you?
Yeah, so that's a revenue bond. General obligation bonds are different because, as it says, obligation. So those are usually the things like schools, airports.
Courthouse.
Things like that. Right. So those are more, okay, we've got a rate that we're going to pay on this, and they're possibly, if things don't go quite right for whatever reason, the entity, the municipality, for instance, or the county, whatever, has the ability to raise taxes in order to make up for any shortfalls. Oh, so now you got a little bit of an extra buffer on that. So those are the types of things that you can do that are generally income tax free.
Right, and so that's
on the interest rate.
That's
to you.
Another piece of the pie. So there again, there's like four or five different blocks of money, plus their cash reserve, which you keep in a bank, savings account, credit union. You
always
keep,
have a cash reserve.
Right. That way, you know, if you get four flat tires, air conditioner quits, or you need a heater, whatever, you got the funds to do it without having to tap into any of these other ones. So that's how a strategy gets put together. Now, we're not going to do all those in day one.
Right.
You know, you start with one, and you go to the next one, you go to the next one, and that's a strategy put together that works for this couple.
And it works for them over time, as you said. Maybe we do one or two of the most important portions of this. If we're thinking there may be some more volatility in the markets, a few other things, maybe we will move faster on some things that would help with those things. All right. And then as time goes on, we continue to do work towards some of the other items you just talked about. Not all one thing at one time. Right? There you go.
That's what is called financial planning.
Oh.
Putting it together.
Yes. And along the way, we're counseling with them and hearing more about what's going on in their lives, because sometimes you got to change what you thought was going to work first.
Yeah.
And before we get to some of those other pieces of the puzzle for them down the line, maybe something else would work better. Or maybe they have a change in their lives that demand that we rethink a couple of things. So that's what we're there for as their financial planners.
Okay, thanks for joining us today on Wednesday. We'll be back here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.